This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Dr. Robert Lyons on the phone. He is a professor at the University of Delaware and the director of the Longwood Graduate Program. Dr. Lyons, thanks for calling in and telling us about this great event that's coming up. You're going to come to town and speak about botanical issues.
I'm delighted to have been invited by Holly and Stephanie at the university. Holly was a former student of mine when I was at Virginia Tech. My years in this business kind of have taken me through public horticulture and public gardens all the way from Virginia Tech right through my present position. So coming down to speak to the group is really a pleasure and an honor for me.
What are some of the topics that you're going to cover?
I think what I really want to get people to understand is that university campus gardens such as the one at FIT are great community and academic resources. And all too often, people don't understand that maybe outside the academic world and maybe even live outside of campus, but they are wonderful and they're free opportunities to walk and not only learn plants, but you can make that learning as deep as you want, or you can simply make it really kind of recreational and a point of solitude and just walk through and relax. And so I want people to understand that this is a great resource for everybody, academics and the general public.
The event is happening on Saturday,
April 19th.
April 19th, and it begins at what time?
It begins at 10 o'clock. That's when I'm speaking. And I think I have about 45 minutes to talk about all aspects of the garden itself and why I think it's a great resource for everybody. And then we go into some tours, so people can actually have some tours of the garden itself, or they can walk freely.
And it is free and open to the public, so we hope the general public will come out. As you said, it's a good resource for not only academics, but also we have a lot of Florida gardeners here, and I'm sure, even though you're in a different horticultural zone than we are, I'm sure you can give them some tips on how to keep their plants alive and doing well.
I think I'm looking forward to that as well, because I know tropical materials from teaching them, even though I don't live in that particular area, so I'm looking forward to seeing these things out in the environment where they're actually going to live through the wintertime. They wouldn't up here. And I love talking to the general public about gardening, and this is a great opportunity to do so.
So they can come armed with questions and...
Yeah, we're going to hopefully just general type questions. We also want to emphasize the extension folks at the University of Florida are wonderful people to also ask particular questions about, you know, what's wrong with my plant or such. But I'm very happy to give tips and things.
Sounds like a wonderful event. You referred to Holly earlier, and she's the head of the grounds here at Florida Tech. You say she was one of your students in the past.
Yeah, Holly Chichester and I are good friends, and she's a former student, and I'm really delighted that former students are good friends of mine now that they're out and they're being successful. She was at Virginia Tech, and I took her through her degree program there, and she was an excellent student and has a great passion for what she does. And when she got this job, I said, this is perfect for her. She's going to shine, and I think she's doing it. She's just jumping into that garden and just really bringing it up to speed, and I think people are really admiring it and appreciating it.
Well, she has done a great job, and anybody that's been on campus in the last couple years since she's been employed here, the campus is beautiful, but she's done a lot with the garden. It got a little disarrayed.
Yeah, and that happens, and, you know, I've been part of university gardens for many, many years, and they go through their periods of time where, you know, they're being paid attention to more or less, and we just want to make sure that we get those gardens on a really steady keel of always being a focal point, always being a point of attention for everybody.
We hope you will join us as we begin our 10th anniversary Botanical Fest celebration, Saturday, April 19th, right here on campus in the Hartley Room. Begins at 10 a.m. with a garden tour to follow featuring Dr. Lyons, Program Director at the University of Delaware and Longwood Gardens Graduate Program. Thanks, Dr. Lyons, for speaking with us. We'll see you on the 19th.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.